Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marnie and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Welcome, welcome. This is Marnie Swedberg. I'm excited to have you with us for Money Mindsets today with our guest, Kim Avery. During this next little short period of time here during this interview, you're going to understand how to potentially change the mindsets that are problematic, especially some Christians have a hard time understanding about money. Is it God not doing his job or us not doing our job or what is it? Kim's going to address this right now. Also, why your mindset about money matters so much. Why being profitable is important to you, to others, and to the world, the dangers of loving money and how to avoid that, how to guard our hearts while still growing our businesses, how to reset our mindsets to align with God's perspective about money, the results you can expect once you reset your mindset, and a first step that you can take even yet today. Our guest today is Kim Avery. She is a certified business coach and author of The Prayer Power Entrepreneur. She helps Christ-centered entrepreneurs build successful businesses as they partner with God to change the world. You can learn more about her over at KimAveryCoaching.com. Excited to welcome you here today, Kim. Thanks for joining us. Excited to have you.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Well, I'm excited to tackle this because I know, you know, we just had recently in our home, we had Pastor Sammy from Kenya, and he has an orphanage with 700 kids, and he lives completely by faith. Literally in the morning, they may not know what they're having for lunch, and at night, they may not know what they're having for breakfast the next day. So he just total dependence on God. But he will even sometimes, after years of doing this, almost a decade now, he will still sometimes find himself saying, I wonder if I was more faithful, if God would help with this money issue. Or I wonder if God really understands how much we need the money. Kind of both and. And so we're going to kind of talk about that today because money can just be a real challenge for people's minds.
I think it's an especially sticky topic in Christian circles because we love the Lord. We want to honor him with everything we do. There are such dangers, and we'll hopefully talk about that in a minute, to loving money. So what role does money play in our lives? And for me as a business coach, I particularly want to think through that lens of business. Why is profit important in business, but how do we guard against all the dangers that Scripture warns us about?
Right. So let's talk about the potentially problematic mindsets that we might come to the table with.
Yeah, so they come from both directions. But again, I think most of our money mindsets, hang-ups, come from a really good place, and there's things to celebrate about them. We want to honor God. So we want to honor God with our money. Mm. We want to serve other people. And so we're rightly concerned then, what about people who can't afford me? Should I be charging them money? Mm. And then there's all the crowd of people who surround us saying, it's not right. You should charge what you're worth. You shouldn't charge anything at all. And all these opinions coming at us. And so we just get to this point where we're almost paralyzed. Is it selfish to charge money? Should I just give it away for free? What is the balance that God wants me to have?
No, I love that. And, you know, we all also in our minds are what our parents said all the time. And sometimes we don't even realize that that's in our mind. But, you know, my mom used to say money is of no object. No, actually, she didn't say that. When she heard someone say that, she reacted to that. And she said, of course, money is an object. And, you know, I mean, you have these things that your parents have said to you that are just kind of down deep inside of your brain. And you don't even know they're there, really.
You really don't. And for people who've come into entrepreneurship or business later in life, such as myself, so I've always worked for an traditional employer. So coming into entrepreneurship, it's the first time I actually had to pick up the phone and somebody would say, how much do you charge? It's mindsets that I didn't realize were there came flooding into my mind, and it was horrible.
Yeah. And you know, there is a huge difference between when you work for somebody else, like when you work for a store and they charge a specific amount for every item that you're selling and you're ringing up people at the counter, you don't really think twice about whether this is okay or not. Of course it's okay. It's the business pattern. You're just going to do it. But when you're on your own, it changes.
it changes in a good way. I think it causes us, invites us into deeper conversations yeah. with the CEO of our business, who is God. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So why is it so important that we have the proper money mindsets?
Well, as you said, our money mindsets, like all mindsets, tend to be invisible to the people who hold them. We don't even know our mindsets are there. We just tend to think of the things we think as that's the way the world is. That's truth. And so if you put it in a slightly different perspective, imagine for a minute, Marnia, somebody's looking for a job who's never been to a networking meeting before. They can know their tagline. They can know their value. They can know their resume. They can have their shiny new business cards and be all dressed up. But if they go into that networking meeting thinking, nobody would ever hire me, I don't have anything to offer, I'm not important, we all know it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. They're going to stand in the corner, mumble, not meet anybody's eyes, and come out and say, I told you networking didn't work. And it wasn't the skills. It wasn't their value. It was their mindset that changed everything. And so when you're in business and in business for yourself, it really impacts everything we do, whether we realize it or not.
I know, I was just talking to a speaker the other day, and she said, how much should I charge? I said, well, that is up to you. I can't legally tell you how much to charge, but what I suggest is that you do your research, you figure out how much you are comfortable charging between you, God, and your family, what they need, and then you stand in front of the mirror and you look in your eyes and you say that over and over and over until you believe it, because that's the problem.
That really is the problem. We're just not used to having those sticky conversations.
If we aren't. And yet, if we do it like, if we do it for somebody else, we can. Like, how much is this car?
Right.
You know, a sales rep has just got to tell you a number. Bottom line, they got to tell you a number or you can't consider buying it. And so it's so important that we get okay with it in ourselves. And I just want to finish up that comment that I made earlier. Like for me, I have my rock solid, this is how much I charge. I am really interested in working with you. How much was your budget last time?
Beautiful.
You know, and that just opens it up completely. So even if I'm just skyrocketed off their planet, they'd had never imagined somebody could charge that much, or if it's less than they charged last time, no matter who they are, I can work with them going forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Let's talk about profitability, because so it's interesting. I'm going to go back to Pastor Sammy again, because he's just right in my mind. So Pastor Sammy has this mission. It is a mission where the children come in and they need to be fed and clothed and taught. And teachers come alongside. And because they share his mission, they say, pay us what God equips you to pay us. And we will work here as long as we can. We'll trust God also. He's thinking of starting a gas station. And that's fantastic. He'll be able to self-generate some of the funds to take care of the orphanage. But I told him, be sure you have a different mindset, because your fellowship team over here is willing to look to God. But your people who are coming to the pump to buy gas, they are not willing to look to God. They're actually coming for gas. So, you know, you have to distinguish between people who are coming to you in Christian fellowship as a ministry versus people who are coming to you to actually hire you or to pay for a product. It's two separate mindsets, both honoring to God.
Both. And we can have almost, as you said, a ministry mindset about our pricing. But the
Absolutely.
Fact of the matter is that business matters. I think of that parable often in Luke 19, where Jesus is getting closer to his journey to the cross. Yeah. And so the disciples are starting to get anxious about, Jesus is going away. Wait a minute, what's going on? And so to prepare him, Jesus told three parables, two about prayer. We all know prayer is important. And the third one was interesting. He told that parable about a master going away on a long journey, leaving 10 servants in charge, and he only gave them one instruction. Just one for the whole time he was gone. And it was this, engage in business until I return. Mm. He didn't say, give it all to the poor. Mm. He didn't say, have a party and enjoy it.
Wow.
He didn't say, bury it in the ground and save it and gain interest. Why is business so important? And so you think back to why God created us with spiritual gifts and different talents. It's so that I don't have to go out today and grow a garden to feed my family. I don't have to learn carpentry to build a house. I don't have to learn how to sew to make clothes. If I didn't know how to do everything in the world, my family would be naked, homeless, and starving, right? But the beauty of business and the way God created the world is I can do what I'm good at, sell it for a profit, a principled profit, never taking advantage, but sell it for a profit. You can buy it. I'll take advantage of your gifts. You'll take that profit and buy the house from someone else, who will buy the clothes from someone else. And everybody can do what they were designed to do. It's such a beautiful system.
I love it. I have actually never thought of that parable quite like that. I love that you pointed that out. That and then the two that actually went and did what he said were rewarded. And the third one was like, boy, he blew it.
No, because he didn't make an investment and get a return. What is return? A profit.
Yeah.
God wants us to be wise stewards with what he gives us. And when we get a profit, we can reinvest and give more gifts and reinvest and have a better business and serve even better. And just this virtuous cycle just goes on and on.
I just love that so much. So you talked earlier about loving money, and there's a big difference between honoring and valuing money and loving money.
It's a huge difference, and people are so right to be concerned. We've all seen terrible things happen in the world, maybe even in our pastors' lives or people we've trusted lives because they loved money more than they loved God. And so I think it's a healthy and good concern. Scripture warns us, don't love money. Right. The beautiful thing is there's a kind of another overarching principle that I think really serves us on the other end. And it probably comes to your next talking point is, so how do we guard ourselves and our businesses against the love of money? And it's this in Proverbs 4, chapter 23. Well, first of all, Proverbs, the book of wisdom. So there's wisdom about marriages, about relationships, about business, about child rearing, about education. There's wisdom about everything. But there's only one verse that starts with these words. Above all else. Really? Out of 31 chapters of goodness, there's only one that says above all else. And what is it? Guard your heart. And so what God is saying, right, it's the love of money that puts us in danger of doing bad things and making bad decisions. How do we do that? We guard our heart. How do we guard our heart? And to me, I don't know if we have time to unpack this briefly. Do we, Marnie?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what happens as Christians is we have a tendency to set up a win-lose situation where my client wins and I lose. So in other words, I will give you my services for free. I will charge you this dirt cheap price because I'm nervous to charge you more, or I don't think the service is worth it, or whatever goes on. And so the client's all happy, they win, right? Woohoo! You know, I got this great deal and I got Kim's coaching services for this price. I lose. But the reason I lose and it's not a win-win is because now I have to work extra hard. I don't spend time with my family. I can't grow my business. I can't make it more streamlined. I can't help it make a bigger contribution in the world. Really, I can only afford to do that for so long, and I burn out and my business goes away. So it's a temporary win-lose. So other people flip it and say, okay, I'm going to create a lose-win. I'm going to charge what I'm worth. I'm going to make all the money in the world. And I'm going to do all this stuff. And I'm going to make all this money. You know, pity to you if you can't afford it. But that's not going to work for long. People are going to say, I didn't get what it was worth. She said she would deliver this and she never did. And so again, this virtuous cycle of business can't continue. I can guard my heart by making sure every transaction is a win-win. You come away from this transaction with what you've paid and said, what a joy to work with him. I would work with him any day of the week. I got so much out of it. And I come away and saying, oh my goodness, I'm so thankful for
that
money. I can spend time with my family. I can go on vacation. I can hire an assistant to do all the things I'm really bad at. I can make my business better. And so my heart is guarded because I'm not trying to win at someone else's expense, but I'm not letting them win at my business's expense. I'm setting up this cycle of flourishing for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to, and I just so agree with everything you've just said there. I love that. And I want to add a piece to it, talk about just for a minute, the business mindset of competition versus collaboration. And I tell you what I've seen at womenspeakers.com. Now there's like 1,200 speakers over there and all the planners that come. And what I see are the speakers that get the most invites are the ones that do the most collaboration, that they're out there supporting other speakers, promoting other speakers. When a planner says to them, you know, do you know anybody good to speak? They're like saying, oh yeah, go over to womenspeakers.com. There's just a whole bunch of, you know, mentioning names and person. Compared to the speakers who are all about protecting their turf.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't really see that a lot at womenspeakers.com, but I have over the years seen that there are people that come into this with a mindset that there's a limited amount and I have to be sure to protect my corner of the market. And I just, from God's perspective, I mean, all you have to do is look at sunsets and sunrises and you know, there's plenty. There's plenty more wherever that came from.
God didn't just create once and he was done.
Right.
He didn't just make one pie and we have to divide up the pieces. He can create again and again and again. And so again, right, when we have that lavish, generous mentality that our God shows on us, he blesses us for behaving like he does and trusting him that he will bring business our way. Yeah,
absolutely. And I always like to remind people there's 450,000 churches in America, so there's just plenty of speaking engagements out there. Okay, so how do we reset then our mindsets when we recognize, okay, I've been thinking really scarcity mentality, or I've been thinking that if I wasn't getting enough money that I had to do something more to please God, or that I had to beg him more so he'd do his job.
Yeah, for sure. So I like to make it simple to remember. So I'm going to talk about the three R's for a minute. All right.
Okay.
So the first one is recognize.
Yep.
As you said, our mindsets are invisible. We don't even know they're there until we get in that awkward conversation. And so we need to discover our current mindsets and hide that invisible thinking up to the light of day. And again, please know, first of all, there were good reasons you could have that mindset. Perhaps your family was dirt poor growing up. Perhaps that's what was taught or modeled to you. There's usually biblical reasons that you're being careful, that you're being over generous with the poor, that you want to do this thing. It's just, there's things to celebrate about your mindset. But God's always inviting us to depend on him more, to grow closer to him, to open the floodgates so he can pour goodness into our life. And so there's always an invitation. And so the question is, what about this mindset isn't aligned with a generous God, a God who will meet all my needs, a God who asked me to be a good steward of my business and be able to make money and invest it again properly? And so step one is just recognize what is there.
Yeah.
All right, second R, renew. All right. So as you said, there's key biblical principles for each of these things. So we break it down. I have a money mindset quiz that's free that I'd love to point your listeners to in a few minutes. And this will help them discover what their mindsets are and some of the scriptural. Okay, here's what God says about this. Here's what God said. And it's no different than the work we do our whole lives with parenting, with relationships, with how to sleep at night, right? We're always trying to say, okay, here's what God says. And here's probably the way I'm living, but let's align them so that my mindsets match his. But then the last one, third R is the most important, and be patient with yourself. It's rehearse. Let's suppose, for example, someone listening today is 40 years old. You've held the mindset you've had for 40 years, right? A sudden insight will not change the cellular level that mindset is embodied in you. And so you want to just, as you said, say it in the mirror, say it in front of friends, put it in prayer, put it on post-it notes. Right? Not some magic amount of money, but I trust God. God is my provider. This is a business. I am a steward. He wants me to make a profit. Whatever mindset you want to start aligning, be patient. It's a process, you know, to take those mindsets and keep shifting them. It doesn't mean it's bad or it's wrong or you're a slow learner. That's just the process we go through.
I like to tell this story. When I was in my 30s, I actually got LASIK surgery, and I was blind, basically. If I took my glasses off, I couldn't see somebody across the dinner table who they were. I could see a blob. So basically blind since I was in elementary school, basically second grade, I think. Anyway, I had worn glasses that whole period of time, and after I had LASIK surgery, I had 20/20 vision. One day later, I had 20/20 vision. It was just absolutely miraculous. And it was 3 years later that for the very last time I reached over to my nightstand to put my glasses on in the morning. 3 years later, I was still one time, you know, and I had mostly stopped up until then. But at first it was every morning I had to grab over there because that was my habit. I couldn't see where I was going without them. And so when you're trying to change a mindset, you know, what you're talking about, Kim, is just so critical. A, be kind to you. It's going to take a little time to actually let this sink down right into your heart because it's going from here to here. But first, you just have to let that new thought have a space where it has never had a space before. That space was taken up by a different thought. And so give yourself some grace there. So what are some results we can expect once we do that mind work?
Oh, it's changed everything for me. It's not just the mindsets, but sitting down and having a conversation with God, my CEO and my business, and saying, what do you want me to charge in light of these scriptural truths, in light of your goal for my business? Right. You know, what do you want me to charge? And once I knew that, it was just easier to say it. It was easier to realize some people are not a good fit for me. Because either they want to pay more because they think they'll get more value for some reason, or they can't afford it. God has to see part of the mindset. God has other people to serve them. It's just, it doesn't have to be me and my business. God has a plan for their life and it's beautiful, right? Right. And so they can go somewhere else, but it allowed me to speak with courage and confidence. Right. And slowly my whole business practice has changed to people who are so ideal for me and aligned with the way I work and the way I think and can benefit from my services. It's just made me a much better coach, a much better business owner, and much more profitable, which is important to God, who is my CEO.
You know, it is so surprising. It's so surprising that it matters this much. But when you walk into a room, and when you walk in, you sense that something's wrong, and you say out loud to the person across the room, is something wrong? And they snap at you or say back to you, no. But you could feel it, right? You could feel it. And that's because we are body electric. And so we all resonate at just this vibration that we resonate at. And when it's not working, when I'm trying to sell you something instead of offer you a service for something, it changes how I'm resonating and it changes how I'm sending out bad vibes and you're repelled by them.
Sure. Nobody wants to be sold.
Nobody
does. Comfortable selling. Very few people are natural salespeople, but to say, see if this is a good fit. Try this on for size. Here's the price. Right. Here's the services. Here's how I think you would benefit and be open-handed. And it's so interesting, Marty, as you said, the more open-handed I am, the more people are like, oh, when can we start? And I'm well, what was I doing all those other years trying to sell people something?
Right. Yeah. And that difference too between holding all of those potential clients in your open hand where you let God do the choosing compared to seeing a client and going, oh, I got to have you. And then where does God get to get in there? Where does God get to get in there? It's all about me clasping and grasping and fighting for, and you know, like that. Whereas this is, and it feels very vulnerable, this, because just a little wind can blow it away. How can I dare to do that? But the beauty is that we are in the hand of God and we are created in his image. And that's how he expects us to hold everything that we hold dear as well, just safely. So what's a step that we can take today?
Well, my hope is that people are intrigued and thinking, my money mindsets are aligned with God's money mindsets in the scripture. And so I have created a free quiz because, again, identifying our money mindsets is hard to do. And so I would just love to have you go through it. I have 10 questions, 3 minutes tops, you know, but an opportunity to start to uncover those money mindsets. So that is actually at Money Mindsets with an S on mindset.
Oh, okay.
MoneyMindsetsQuiz.com.
MoneyMindsetsQuiz.com. All right, great. Well, you guys can check that out and you want to definitely head over to Kim's site as well. I want you guys to know, I don't know, Kim, how we met or how long we've known each other. It's been a long time and I love you dearly. And I just want you guys to know that of all of the resource people that I know online, Kim, you do one of the best jobs of very clearly and professionally presenting what God puts in your heart. So I'd like you guys to just follow her and research her just for the sake of learning how to do it really beautifully. And then also I'm just, your faith is an inspiration to me always. You've had hard things happen in your life, excruciatingly hard things, and you have just kept on trusting in God and living for him and just shining him. So I'm so proud to know you, and I just love you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, my friend. It's great to be here.
And I love that you guys come and celebrate with us at these lives, and I hope that you will enjoy this and go ahead and check out her website, which is kimaverycoaching.com, as well as the quiz, which is at moneymindsetsquiz.com. Have a great day. See you next time. Bye-bye.